It's music by Summer Walker on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Actually, not even Summer Walker. This is actually J. Cole just sending a shout out. That's to all the beautiful queens that are doing R&B out in this world. It's 8:28, and we've promised you that we'll have a conversation about the Be Free Youth concert with headliners like Dali Wonga and Master KG. But that's not even the point.
Mm-hmm.
The point is we've got the personalities, the people that are pulling the strings behind the scenes in studio, isn't it, Tisha Kwan?
Yes, we do. What an exciting time, man. We have, what's this guy's name, Muga? KP E-List and the beautiful Wayorokitha Akwinye. Welcome back. I had to make emphasis to our show because I know how to pronounce this one.
Government names. Now, what's my government name?
Mr. Hoveka.
What's his first name? It's your first name, bro.
It's not like an Onesmus, like sleeping.
I know.
Educate us real quick, bro. What's your first name, dog?
Kamaidemi.
Yeah?
Kamaidemi.
Kamaidemi. Onganda Kamaidemi. Okay.
What does that mean? Educate
don't
me, guys.
It's like.
Like the fire will keep
the
burning.
The fire, yeah, will never doubt. Kamaidemi won't go out. It won't be a burnout.
Okay. Okay. That will.
Legacy.
It explains your character, my guy.
That's your stage name.
Try and pronounce. Try. Ask an MC to pronounce it.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for
Kamaidemi.
Yeah,
that guy.
Anyhow, we've got the Be Free Youth concert coming up on the 1st of September. Thank you so much, Osiwayo and KB, for being here. Exciting times, isn't it, Tashay Kwan?
Absolutely, man. So you guys always make it a point to have sort of like concepts, right, for all your concerts. What is the concept for this one specifically?
Okay, good morning, and good morning to the listeners. Thank you for having KP and I. We're very excited to share our what we have planned for today. So the Be Free concert is really, the reason we're having the concert is actually to highlight the sweet spot, which is actually the Be Free Youth Campus. Mm-hmm. And we're launching that on the 1st of September. So we're less than a month away, or exactly about a month away from launch. And the Be Free Youth Campus, its purpose is to provide young people with a safe space where they can access a multidisciplinary set of services to reach their full potential. So if you enter that campus, it's completely layered with where you can get involved. There's multimedia, there's innovation, there's STEM, there's education programs, entrepreneurship programs, and it's all anchored by a sexual reproductive health clinic. And the purpose is really that young people are not accessing reproductive health services.
Yeah.
They shy away from it. It's stigmatized. And we're trying to break those myths, right? So demystify all these wrong ideas that they have about frontline service providers, about my health. The clinic really serves as that anchor. And we want them to come, especially young boys. A lot of people think we only have services for young girls.
Yeah.
But it's intergenerational, and it's for both genders. It's gender responsive. Mm. So we want you to come. They want you to feel safe. We want you to access the services. We want you to have a platform where you can express yourself. The clinic is also integrated.
Mm.
There will be a wellness focus, clinic focus, as well as your psychosocial side. So your psychologists, your social workers. There'll be focus groups. So young people can come and talk about their mental health, any other challenges that they may be experiencing, bullying. There's an anti-violence center. There's a library, digital as well as physical library. There'll be a podcast-based studio, which is like a radio. And we want to make a green screen so that you can come and do shoots there as well and maybe record some music. We're working on that.
Yeah.
And so on the 1st of September, we're launching phase one, which is the clinic, integrated clinic, as well as the innovation hub.
Yeah.
And then next year, we'll launch phase two, which is the skills development center.
Mm.
So there we're going to focus a lot on training. Giving young people skills that can help them with unemployment, anything really. And all in all, what's encompassed by this campus is life skills. It's empowering young people to to think about their behavior, to think about their choices, and to make better choices for themselves.
I mean, this is news. Oh my goodness, congratulations. First of all, let's just start off there. I mean,
absolutely.
This is really
major, because it takes me back to a conversation that we had with Tesh.
Who's now based in Germany.
So what he said, that's this concept of studios everywhere where you can just freely just access that.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
Here we are.
But let me not do a disservice to the young people. We didn't come up with this by ourselves. Uh-huh. It's really co-creation. It was a collaborative effort.
Yeah. Mm.
We started Be Free in 2016. And for 5 years, we held dialogues with young people. Mm. And the key learnings we took from this showed us where service delivery gaps are. And we like to go where the gaps are. We like to go into the unknown, the spaces that others usually shy away from.
Yeah.
So we took these key learnings and we thought, okay, let's bring all these services. How about if we create a one-stop shop and bring all these services under one roof? And we had focus groups with like our day one Be Free young people who are probably not youth anymore.
Yeah. I mean, 2016.
I was there.
He was. You were at the original
crew. Yeah, yeah.
He was at the first. It was at Amazing. Club London. Imagine daytime event, and the securities were so panicked. They were like, "First lady, you cannot go to a club." And she said, "But that's where the young people are.
Exactly.
I can't bring them into a space that's not natural to them. Mm. We're gonna go to them, and we're gonna try to relate and find out from them where are their challenges." Mm. KP was you were the first performer.
I was deep in the mix, man.
How was that experience at the time for you?
It was nice, because it kind of provided me with a platform. That time is not KP of okay.
Yeah.
That time is just KP of we are trying.
Yeah. Oh, so snap!
It was nice to provide me with a platform to, I think, reach kids that were way, way out of my sphere of influence.
Mm.
And then it was also nice to just hear so many stories from different youth and be able to bridge that gap between the problems that kids face and the problems that the senior youth acknowledge that, you know, you don't know that these kids face.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, that was nice. And it's been nice to watch just Be Free grow.
Yeah,
into what it is now.
Honestly,
it's huge. It's huge.
Now, kind of getting back to this campus, where is this campus? Where is it situated?
We are what we believe is the heart of Karatura.
Yeah.
So I don't want to give my age away, but do you know where the old compound is?
Compound is achter.
Shoprite.
So
we. Our biggest partner on this is the Ministry of Youth, Sport and National Services. In fact, it is their campus.
Mm.
So they've provided us with the land to build this campus on. It's a huge investment in youth development. So we're partnering with them on it. And on the 1st of September, we're actually going to give the key back to them as a symbol of that partnership.
Mm.
So we're donating the building back to the ministry. And we then have tenure on the property for a number of years. So it's located at the multipurpose complex, which belongs to the Ministry of Youth, that entire land, right next to where they have the FIFA for Hope stadium.
Yes,
so we're right there. We believe it's a central area.
Yeah, it is.
We're surrounded by 6 schools, 12 youth-based organizations. The community there is quite large. The space right now doesn't serve as a catalyst. Mm. It's an empty space. Children are passing, young people are passing through there. Adults are passing through there. It's not doing anything.
Mm. Yeah.
So we're bringing life into that space, and we're saying, don't just walk through. Stop, come in, become a member, and grow with us.
Yeah.
Come and take this journey with us. The age group for that campus is 13 to 30. Yeah, and we're saying, come, we'd love you to start at 13 and follow your journey all the way to
13.
And then it becomes like, you know, you become alumni and you start to help the next intake. And so it grows. So we're very excited.
I mean, you also grow with the concept. You become a better human being. You're better Namibian. Is that not what we want?
That's what we want, a better society.
KP, I have to ask you this, man. You know, especially as entertainers. You know, we's about that cool, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all about being cool.
We's about that vibe, isn't it?
Yeah. I was going to wear my shades inside.
Listen, man. Y'all are making Wayo and I feel out.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Superstars are talking here now. Talk about
Oh.
I'm kidding, y'all. I'm kidding, y'all. Why? I was like, oh, okay. KB, real quick, my guy. Uh-huh. Listen, man. When it comes to, because you know, like, we're very analytical when it comes to the music, right?
Yeah.
And especially this type of campaigns, you have one or two artists that would drop a song or two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Advocating against, you know, the violence against women and children.
Mm-hmm.
When will it become cool for us to make it to cool and normal for us to drop music that speaks about gender-based violence? You know what I mean? That educates people. And also, how do you make it cool also? You know what I mean? Because we're dealing with the youth, my guy.
Yeah. I think it's all about it being spoken about in society.
Mm.
Because, for example, like 10, 20 years ago,
yeah,
it wasn't cool to make songs about mental health.
Mm.
But now, because mental health and mental health awareness and just knowing about your mental health, educating people about mental health has become such a cool thing.
Mm.
On Twitter, people talk about it. There's so many different initiatives about it. So now you've got all of your biggest artists making songs about protecting your mental health. Polo G just made one recently. Nasty C also just dropped one.
So
I think when society accepts it, then it becomes cool. But now it's a situation where we as entertainers kind of have to take the role of kind of leading society to say, look, it's also a thing of, unfortunately, most of the time it's one genre that does it, and it's hip hop. Thank God, because I'm there.
Cause you're there.
I mean, my first song that I won an award for was a song based on discrimination. It had gender based violence under that, but I think because we have the most power to carry a message, because all we do is talk on a song. But when it becomes a multi genre thing, when you have R&B songs that are against GBV, when you have Afropop songs that are against GBV, when you have Amapiano songs that are against GBV, then it'll become cool, because hip hop is not the only cool genre.
Yeah.
There are so many others that are at the forefront now. So I think it's almost their job to lead the pack.
To also lead the pack,
So it's kind of back and forth, but we also have to open the conversation up, because most of the things we make music about are things we talk about.
We'll
in
talk
society.
About exactly. Very, very true.
Well, you can come and do it at the Beefroot Studio.
Yeah, stop there.
I got you.
You know what, KP? Before we actually let you guys leave, maybe just want to pick your brain. How important is this project and initiative for you?
For me, having so many younger brothers, I think this initiative really struck a chord with me, because it's almost impossible to not see the youth just go a different way, just because of the lack of services, the lack of information, the lack of any real type of guide, especially if you're an older brother or if you're a single parent. You're so busy trying to provide the necessities and the basics that sometimes it's easy to forget that reproductive health, sexual health, knowing about being bullied, knowing about your rights, things like that are almost overlooked, because you're so concerned about this kid has to eat and this kid has to go to school. But sometimes we don't even know what's happening. You send a kid to school for 8 hours, you barely know what's going on with their life. So I think this initiative, it's very important in terms of just being able to have a real idea over what type of development their child is having, and being able to corral them in a direction this is a positive direction versus what they could be doing between your 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock when you don't have
when
them.
When you don't have them. So new music?
Yeah. Loading. On the 1st of September. You won't even hear okay on the 1st of September. You won't even hear.
How long have you been working on this project though?
What? Be Free or the new music?
The new music.
Yo. Maybe 6 months now.
Okay.
Yeah, we've introduced some new initiatives for this new album. We've started things called writing camps.
Okay.
So I book any artist. We recently booked Focus, who has a studio. I'm forgetting.
In Ventura.
Yeah. Okay, deep in the Khramadulas.
XFL.
Yeah, he has a studio. And because of, I think, the artist that I am, it's very difficult to be in touch with all the young upcoming artists or the young upcoming producers.
Mm.
But as a producer that's there on the ground, he's very capable of saying, look, me, I have 3 or 4 or 5 kids that are dope that you don't know. Basically, we pay him to book out his studio.
Yeah.
We provide food and drinks and whatever. And then we just tell him, bring whoever you think is dope and tell them, let's come write KP's new album.
Yeah. All right, cool. Wow. So the 1st of September, We're launching the campers, and then we're also going to have a massive music show. Yes. Is there a gatings there? What should we be paying in terms of our monies? Yeah. What time is the program starting? I'm going to say next. That's all. From okay. The first artist until the so last
please.
One.
Please. So gates will open at 3 o'clock, but the show starts at 5.
Okay.
We have more than 20 artists that will be performing, nice. Mostly local, because yeah. That's what it's about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And general tickets are priced at $100 Namibian. They're available on web tickets.
Yeah.
There's also a different way that young people can win tickets. So we're calling out all the young people who are involved in youth development, community upliftment projects. We're going to run competitions on our social media platforms, the Be Free social media platforms, yeah. Facebook. Is it now X, no? Not Twitter?
Yes, yeah, now X now.
X, oh. Instagram. we're on all the platforms.
Yeah.
So we're going to run competitions where you have an opportunity to pledge towards social responsibility, either by sharing your story of how you already do it or how you plan to join the movement yeah. and do it. And you can win tickets. So we've set aside about 30% of our tickets to give away. We'll also give the station some tickets for you yeah. to give away to your listeners yeah. during the month of August. Mm. So they can watch out for that. But definitely tickets available at web tickets for $100 Namibian.
All right. Osiwayo, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah,
KP, thank you so much for your time, my guy. We're looking forward to that to the 1st of September.
September. It's a new season, so why not?
That's the point. New beginnings.
So why not? Yes. Exactly.
And all the artists are there.
And all the guys
are there. I'm so happy you played yeah. that now, NSK, because yeah. I've always wanted that sound to go off when I'm on it, because I only hear it on the...
What's that?
Junior Fresh.
Which one? Oh, that one.
Oh man, I love it. 8:45. Looking forward to counting down the days to the 1st of September, the biggest concert that you'll see in this country. Stick around.
As more of the world links with Namibia, your business needs a link.